morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Well, Denise couldn't be with us today, but we still have plenty to talk about as far as gardening activities in the region. And this being sort of the middle of November now, we're seeing a lot of cooler temperatures in the evening, cooler temperatures during the day. And I think we're also starting to see a lot of our plants and trees sort of nudge themselves into dormancy. So we're going to sort of go over some November tips that you may want to be keeping in mind for your gardening activities. And Bill, you were saying before the show that you had gone to see some nurseries and some of the nurseries in the home improvement stores as well. And,
right.
And you noticed that there is quite a bit of a shortage as far as plants are concerned.
There does seem to be a shortage around. I don't know if they didn't bring them in a timely way or they've sold so many that they're empty. I really don't know why. But the selection is very limited right now. So I suggest if you do want to put in some winter flowers, pansies, and snapdrags and all, get out there and see what you can find, because you may have to wait until the next order comes in.
I would assume that maybe by the weekends is when you would find sort of a good selection, because
yes.
I guess the nurseries are expecting a big weekend crowd. So maybe check later today or tomorrow, and you might be able to find some really nice, cool season bedding plants, because it's never too late, really, to get it color in your yard.
Oh, it's a great thing, and I think they're becoming more and more popular, so I think they are selling a lot more of these type of plants. But check with the outdoor manager, to see if there are any things that are coming in. So that would be my suggestion. But what I'd like to say is that this time of the year, because the days are getting shorter, the daylight hours are getting shorter, plants really do change. And that's just a common thread. Questions that I get as a rule, this plant is losing its leaves, or this plant, and it's because of the daylight change. So just be sensitive to that, and there's usually nothing wrong with the plant, particularly if it's an indoor plant. They all change this time of the year too. So just be aware of the daylight change, and plants, like you said, do begin to go into dormancy, and they do change.
Well, I'm sure once people go into their nurseries or their home improvement store nurseries, you're going to see a lot of those plants that we see all the time around the holiday season.
Yes.
The poinsettias, of course, are probably going to show up probably early December, but maybe now you're already seeing Norfolk pines or Christmas cactuses. And I have I have two Christmas cactuses at my house, and I don't really get any good direct sunlight, but the Christmas cactuses seem to do very well without any direct sunlight, though I do have them close to a window, so I guess they get filtered sun.
Some.
And I'm pretty sure that in the next few weeks, I'm going to start seeing those little flowering buds at the end that are going to result in some really pretty flowers. So if you have some Christmas cactuses that you've received as gifts that are sort of sitting around doing nothing, hopefully you'll begin to see some activity on those here.
They do come to life at this time of the year, and they're a fun little plant. Norfolk pines are one of my favorites, because in the right situation, indoors, they are definitely an indoor plant in El Paso, but they can live for extended number of years, and I've seen people use them as a kind of a mini Christmas tree. You can put some small lights on them, and they're really kind of fun, but they do need more water this time of the year, like a lot of the other indoor plants do, because we have our heaters are turned on, and that's a drying effect, and so the plants probably need, if you were watering them every 7 or 8 or 9 days, then they might need it every 5 days or so this time of the year.
And I think it's also important for people to find out where their indoor plants are placed in their house, because if they're maybe in the direct – if they're directly in front of a vent – then they're probably going to dry out pretty fast, and you're going to begin to see those brown edges at the end of the leaves.
Exactly. The drying effect is amazing. A lot of people I've heard have gone to humidifiers on their forced air furnaces to produce less drying effect, and it's for humans too, but for you know, the most important thing in my house is my plants. So. But it's a minor effort that you can make. You can even, a lot of people use portable humidifiers to raise the humidity during the winter time. But indoor plants are a lot of fun, and I think they become the focus this time of the year and for the next 2 or 3 months, because people have moved them inside from outside, or they're always inside. But things, like I said earlier about the outdoor plants, the indoor plants change this time of the year too.
What about vegetable gardening? Maybe people sort of have that in the back of their mind. Is it too late to be doing any of that right now?
I don't believe it is. Most of the people that I know may have planted maybe 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I personally have some spinach and some chard in my backyard, and it's up maybe 2 or 3 inches, and it's really doing quite well. But again, seed is so inexpensive that it's worth a try. See if you get some germination. My experience from past years is that the plants don't do a lot in December and January, but if you can get them germinated now, they'll just go gangbusters come February 1st. So you're getting a jump on early spring.
And of course, we have colder temperatures and possible freezes. We were pretty close to getting to a freezing temperature about a week or so ago.
Yes.
But we're going to be seeing that more and more frequently with temperatures dropping 30 or below. And so if people have, again, those small vegetables that are starting to come up like your spinach or even potted plants that they can't necessarily move indoors, it's really a good idea to know when those cold temperatures are coming so you can take the right steps in protecting those plants.
Right. The winter vegetables, they don't need protection,
oh,
believe
great.
It or not. They will exist. They just grow so slowly that you won't even see much difference or change. But a lot of plants are very sensitive to below 32. So just be aware, have blankets available. And unfortunately, you can't just leave them on. You have to then take them off in the day. It's a night-by-night decision. This is a fun time of the year because you can do a lot of planning for next spring. People can start thinking about it's an ideal time to decide what kind of pruning to do also mm-hmm. because your tree hasn't lost its leaves yet or the bush, and you can say, okay, this is what I want to do to this plant, and then come January, which is usually the best time to prune, it's a good time to plan at least for things like that. But I enjoy this time of the year when it's not freezing and it's not 90 degrees. It's just it's a great time to get out there and do some weeding even. If you can weed your yard and get rid of some of the weeds that are about to go to seed. I know a lot of the spurge has already gone to seed, so it might be a little bit late for the spurge.
Yeah, so you're going to be seeing that plenty of that when come springtime.
right, unfortunately, unless you use a pre-emergent herbicide.
That's
and
right.
I think we talked about in past programs that a pre-emergent for winter weeds, this is still a good time to do that. So there are a lot of options, a lot of things you can be doing. You can take your lawnmower to the shop to get it maintenance. Things are a little slower in those businesses this time of the year, so they appreciate the business, and it has to be done sooner or later anyway.
I saw, I guess it was about a month ago, some of the maintenance crews here on campus spreading some sort of seed across our mm-hmm. lawn here in Cotton mm-hmm. Memorial Building on mm-hmm. campus. And I'm thinking it was either fertilizer or it was fescue. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that's what they were probably doing about a month or so ago. If people maybe want to go ahead and overseed their Bermuda and they want to keep a green lawn throughout the year, is it too late for them to do that?
It is a little bit late. I'm not sure how good a germination you're going to get at this point. It's going to be interesting to see if the grass does begin to turn green here. They probably used an annual ryegrass that will be beautiful. And I think in past years they have done that on mm-hmm. the campus. Fescue is a permanent grass that really struggles in El Paso. So it was probably rye, mm-hmm. and my expectation is that will begin to show on the campus here pretty soon.
I have to say, it looked, I think, a lot nicer than the regular Bermuda lawn that you see during the rest of the year when wintertime came. It was a really pretty yard, and it didn't really seem to have as many weeds as you would see in a Bermuda lawn, and I'm thinking that just might be a seasonal thing.
I think that is a seasonal thing. There are fewer winter weeds, and it really is a nice, fine blade grass. It gets 2 or 3 inches tall. Doesn't have to be mowed as often. It really is quite attractive. Unfortunately, that grass will die as into May and June of next year, but it's a good winter and early spring grass that I'm very fond of personally.
Well, speaking of grasses, and maybe people don't want to oversee their lawn, but there is still going to be a need for irrigation for their lawn and for their trees come the colder weather.
Right.
Not as much as you've probably been doing in the last few weeks, but we are going to have to be cutting back, but still providing irrigation.
Right. Depending on how much water comes out of the sky. I'm telling people now in the water about once a week, things are still, you know, grass is still green in a lot of areas. But do cut back, adjust your timers accordingly, maybe once a week now, and then in the coming month, maybe go back to maybe once a month on a regular basis. But the plants do need moisture. And just a reminder to everybody that the plants that did the best in our 2011, yeah, the 11 freeze, the plants that did the best are the ones that had moisture. So have a plan and do it at least once a month. Trees, shrubs, even the grass needs moisture during the winter period of time. Again, playing off of the rainfall.
Yeah, and it's not, again, a guarantee that your plant or tree may be saved in case we get another hard freeze, but the chances will increase that you'll have a better chance of bouncing back.
Right. And, the odds are we won't have a freeze like that because of supposedly a 500-year cold weather snap. But plants really do. They still need moisture. They go dormant, but they're still alive and they still need moisture. So I think that's very important. And really, it's a good time of the year to deep water trees because the evaporation rate is not as dramatic. And you can see, you can water an area and it still looks wet 2 or 3 days later. So it's not evaporating as quickly. So it's a good time of the year to maybe slow drip some of your bigger trees and get the moisture down to the 2 or 3 or 4 foot level.
Well, we had a couple of calls during our live show last week, and one of them was a question about pruning. And, of course, we made the recommendation to hold off on the pruning for now, unless it's an absolute necessity that
right.
you do have to make that prune.
Right.
But maybe wait until your trees again have gone completely dormant, January, late December, or early February, I think is the best time. And another question we had was about saving seeds from a red bird of paradise. And I guess if your plants have gone to seed, this would be a good time to hang on to those. Or what I usually do is I just wait for the plants to just go ahead and seed themselves. You know, the little baby plants are going to come up, especially with birds of paradise. They're pretty prolific as far as reseeding themselves. So you might just want to wait until, you know, you see one of those plants coming up and you realize it's not a weed, which is important. You don't want to be pulling up plants that you think are weeds and then they're not.
Exactly. And again, they'll come up in the springtime and mm-hmm. they're so easy to relocate at that time. I like that theory better, too, than saving seed because, I mean, the way you described the saving of the seed is easy. You can just put a plastic bag mm-hmm. on the end of it or collect the seed manually. But I like your idea of just relocating once they do come up because they are pretty prolific. And then you just put them where you need them or want them. I like using seed. It's fairly inexpensive, and it's just experimenting and seeing what will grow. And it's just a fun time since there's not a lot of activity going on other places, playing with seed, putting a little tray in a sunny window. You can see a lot of growth very quickly, and a lot of people grow greens, alfalfa sprouts, things like that in the wintertime inside on a shelf. It's got to be a sunny location, but there are a lot of things that you can play with this time of the year.
Well, we have a complete list of your November tips online. It's on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.